Blog Talk Radio.
Politics on the Navajo Nation. Politics on the Navajo Nation.
Hello, everybody. How's it going out there? This is our inaugural show for the Politics on the Navajo Nation. I'm broadcasting here from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my name is Cal Nez. And looking forward to having a conversation with everybody. Curious to find out where everybody's calling from, who and how far they're listening, and of course everybody's welcome to listen in. I've been looking forward to doing this for quite some time. Of course, most of you people know that the that we have a Facebook group page called the Politics on the Navajo Nation, and I posted it on there. I posted it on my website. I posted it on my Facebook, LinkedIn, also all the various different social networks, Twitter. So I hope that you guys find this very, very interesting. Of course, you know, no need for further telling you about exactly what the show is going to be about. That's why it's pretty much self-explanatory, Politics on the Navajo Nation. And here in Salt Lake City, it's 9 o'clock, cool out there. It's a beautiful night, and I wonder how things are going out there on the Navajo Nation and wherever you're at, out on the, throughout the world. I think that, you know, this internet show is pretty fascinating. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce myself, like they do in the Navajo way. Yate Ashkaha Sinto Hashin Zare Hode. The Navajo people, yet New Mexico. Salt Lake City, a cast. A coho, Ado, Conso, a coho, Capon, the Ne, a Capon Nashi. Ado, Lahonash, Nishi, a Ashishan, Nishish, or Conca, not Dindo, Boba, on Sustination Nache, or a Kalnez design of Yahoo Nash Chong. and talk about what we're going to, where we're going with our nation and what the influences are, and hopefully that we can possibly get some of the presidential candidates to come and call in. And so I invite you out there, all of you that are listening in, even just to say hello, you're welcome to, you know, to give me a call and say where you're at, and so we'll know how far, you know, this is reaching out. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. 347-989-0047. So, and that's the reason why that, so back to the Navajo Nation or the politics on the Navajo Nation. And so I encourage all people to be able to get registered and to be involved in the politics of the Navajo Nation. And I think that based on some of the things that I've been hearing, even on Facebook with my little blogs that I put out there, a lot of people are, you know, that they follow it, they listen to it, and which I'm very grateful. And I consider you guys absolute friends, and I value that some of the participants who actually go in there and get online and have an open discussion about things, and so I do appreciate it. The Navajo Nation, you know, is a very, very complicated setup, basically, as far as I can see. The Navajo Nation, we have a land base that is equivalent to West Virginia. And West Virginia, of course, has its own governorship and all sorts of things like that. Well, we have the same thing on the Navajo Nation, needless to say, for the ones that are first time listening in and trying to figure out what this is all about. And we do have a three-branch government. We have the executive branch, we have the legislative branch, and also the judicial branch. And the president, the president's office also has the vice president, of course, all of the staff, chiefs of staff, and so forth and so forth. And so each of their various different departments have their own agenda, so to speak. I don't mean that in a negative way, but, you know, they have a political philosophy that they try to instill into the Navajo Nation governmental process, as well as influencing daily lives for people that are living on the Navajo Nation. And, of course, that topic can go on and on and on. I mean, that's a huge discussion right there within itself. And the Navajo Nation Legislative Services, we have a speaker, which is Johnny Nays, and then we have 24 council delegates, this is their first inaugural season, so to speak, in this because they were elected just about 3 years ago. And that was quite interesting. I mean, that also could be a topic within itself. And was the reduction from 88 down to 24, was that is that working? Are the council delegates, the ones that are currently out serving the 24, I mean, how much are they working? How much are they doing their jobs? Are they filling it, or are they being overworked? I guess some of these questions, and how much is the work have been filtered down to the administrative staff? And so, of course, they are all, you know, elected officials, and the chief of staff and the office of the speaker, they're all appointed. So as voters and as people out here, again, on or off reservation, you know, we have a responsibility to look and to think about exactly what it is that we're doing. This evening, I had some people scheduled to come online, and it's been quite interesting how that I got a call literally at the last minute, indicating that they they can't come online. So again, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, and you're welcome to call in, even just to say hi or voice your opinion, and you can call 347-989-0048, and we have about 14 minutes and 30 seconds left in the show. This is a half-an-hour show, and I'm looking forward to hearing from people what are the concerns that we have about the political scenery on the Navajo Nation as is today. So, and again, I encourage you to call in. And so we'll take a break right now, and hopefully that we'll have some callers be calling in.
Listening to Internet Radio Politics on the Navajo Nation. To be our guest, call 347-989-0048.
347-989-0048. Hello. Hello. Okay, sorry about that. I wasn't hearing that. Anyway, yeah, welcome back. We have about 10 minutes and 15 seconds left. I sure like to hear from somebody. I know that there's people listening out there, even just to say hello and say hi and where you're at and your name, clan, and what chapter you're from and what you're in. It's necessary. or not necessary, but if you're interested, yeah, I'd like to hear from you to be able to, kind of get an idea how many people are calling or listening into the show tonight. A call. So, again, the telephone number for the Politics on the Navajo Nation show is 347-989-0048. 347-989-0048. So please give us a call. And again, we only have about 9 minutes left to go. And so, and for the future show, I also intend to bring more guests on, and hopefully that they can keep their commitment so that we don't run into other issues like we did tonight. But nonetheless, I think that the show will go on, and we will talk, and we will get a movement, and we will have our voice heard, whether, this is just not necessarily just for people off the reservation. I mean, I'm only bringing that one particular topic up because I am a Navajo living off the Navajo Nation. However, we have people who are from, that live right there on the Navajo Nation. In fact, we do have a caller that is calling in, and that's pretty cool. And so we have about 8 minutes and 20 seconds left to go. And again, the telephone number is 347-989-0048. And they're calling from, it looks like, a residence in Arizona. So, Kurashi, I'll give them the time to come on air. So, caller, welcome to Politics on the Navajo Nation. Thanks for calling in. Very much interested who this is, and if you can tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yate. Good evening, Cal.
Yes, sir.
This is Eugene. My name is Eugene. I live in Windrock.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Windrock. That's who I am, and I saw your, I read your post, and I'm on Facebook, and so I get to, I go into politics and express my opinion sometime on there.
Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's good. Well, I appreciate that. So so you look at the politics on the Navajo Nation, and I'm glad that you joined us this evening. So you're living right there, actually, in Tunstaliakat.
No, I have a home in Windrock, too, so
I
stay in Windrock, yeah. So I'm calling from Windrock. I'm calling from my Windrock home, and I have a place up in Crystal, too, so I go back and forth.
Oh, well, that's cool. Do you,
and it's good that Salt Lake City is one of my favorite places to visit. I went to school up there. I went to East High School for a year and lived up there and worked up there. And I have a sister that lives up there, and she's been up there about 25 years. And I have a nephew and niece, and I have some cousins that live up in the area too. So,
yeah.
So Salt Lake City is one of my favorite places to visit.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that some of the people that live off the reservation, some of the times we actually go in there and say we miss the Navajo Nation and want to go back. And so during holidays, some of the, off Navajo or off reservation Navajos are going that way. And then there's a huge exodus going to, going to.
Yeah, we pass each other somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen. Do you work for the Navajo Nation?
No, I don't. I'm retired. I've been retired for a year, so, but I'm actively looking for work again, so.
Yeah. So what is your, what's your feelings now that you've retired? We've got about 4 minutes left in the show, and so as quickly as you can, you know, what is your feelings about the current status about the politics on the Navajo Nation?
Well, I think what I see most all over the place, not only the Navajo Nation, but there's lack of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's just kind of like I say, you know, you wet your finger and stick it up in the air and see which way the wind's blowing. Then you kind of just go that way, you know, go along with the crowd. You just want to be popular. You just want to stay popular, you know, just to stay in power. That's the way I see a lot of things are going on, even within the departments. And, you know, I know some people in Navajo Nation, they work there, and, you know, I talk to people and also dealt with them when I was working. You know, I dealt with a lot of leadership people, and there wasn't a lot of leadership that I saw, you know, really, where you're accountable, where you take responsibility, you know, and there's no really like what did you call it, a mastermind alliance, you know, there's really nothing to like that to deal with the problems. It's just like a status quo, you know. It's just the same thing every cycle, and that's what I see.
Yeah, so do you feel like that? You know, of course, you know, I've been in this politics since 1988, been dealing with the Navajo Nation government, and have worked with nearly every president who's been there, as well as the speaker and council delegates and so forth and so forth. And so I've seen the ebb and flow of the Navajo Nation government. You know, we kind of had certain, for lack of a better term, I mean, we've had a certain amount of dynasty, so to speak. You know, we had the Tsar, McDonald, and, you know, through the various different years, we had, you know, different powers. But I think now that we're at this juncture in the road, so to speak, I mean, what do you, we've got about 2 minutes left. And so do you feel like that any, from 1989 to today, do you think there's been any changes?
I think there has been some changes, some progress, you know, as far as just the environment. There has been some changes, some growth in some areas. But then, you know, the wrong people are picked to run these departments and programs, so, you know, and they just, it's just like an entitlement. They start staying in there, and they just do what they make a career out of it instead of it being a service to the people, because that's what you run on first. You say, I want to do this for you, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do this for my people. You know, that's what everybody says. And then after a while, it's just it's a career, you know, and that's where progress stops, the way I see it. You know, when you start making a public office like that a career, and you know, you see it all the way up, even into the national scene. You know, it's like that. And that's where the problem is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I understand that, and I, well, listen, we've got about 28 seconds, and again, what was your name?
My name's Eugene.
Eugene, and your last name?
Yeah. Arthur.
Oh, Eugene Arthur. Well,
yeah.
I am going to note that you were first caller this evening, and again,
cool.
Thank you very, very much for calling in, and I'll keep you posted. Thank you again.
Okay, cool. And you got good news, too.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.
name is Cody, and you are listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, hosted by Cal Nudge.